It's plus one and cloudy at noon from the QNET newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Rebecca Bartlett. Ontario's Wyerton Willie saw his shadow when he emerged from his burrow this morning to chants of "Wake up, Willie." Here's the announcement.
It's a big one. Are you ready?
Yeah!
According to Willie, 6 more weeks!
Yeah!
Nova Scotia's Shubenacadie Sam is predicting an early spring, as is Pennsylvania's Punxsutawney Phil. The trial of the accused killers of a Hamilton man who disappeared after taking two strangers for a test drive of his pickup truck will hear more witnesses today. The Crown alleged Monday that Dallin Millard of Toronto and Mark Smitch of Oakville shot and killed Tim Bosma inside his truck before incinerating his body. Crown attorney Craig Fraser said police found gunshot residue as well as Bosma's blood inside the outside of the vehicle, and some of Bosma's bones were located inside the incinerator. Millard and Smitch have pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder in Bosma's death. Bosma's widow, Charlene, was the Crown's first witness and told court a tall man and a shorter one walked down the long driveway at their home and talked to her husband before they got into the truck. The first witness to testify in Jan Gomeshi's sexual assault trial began a second day of cross-examination this morning by watching a video of her statement to police. The woman, who cannot be identified, then faced a barrage of questions from Gomeshi's lawyer about inconsistencies in her testimony. They include whether Gomeshi smashed her head against a car window or whether she was wearing hair extensions at the time of the alleged incident. The woman previously said that the former CBC radio host suddenly yanked her hair as they sat in his car, but now say there was no head smashing. She has also said that on another date, Gomeshi pulled her to her knees by her hair and punched her in the head. The woman chalks up any inconsistencies in her various statements to memory lapses or nerves. A French drug maker is responding to the World Health Organization's declaration of global emergency over the explosive spread of the Zika virus across the Americas. Reporter Greg Keller explains.
Today, Sanofi Pasteur said it's going to research and develop a vaccine against the Zika virus. Sanofi Pasteur is one of the biggest vaccine makers in the world.
Zika is in the same family of viruses as dengue. Sanofi Pasteur believes its experience making the first licensed dengue vaccine can help in the fight to understand the spread of Zika. A well-known Toronto pastor has been accused of sex crimes in Nova Scotia that date back 4 decades. RCMP Staff Sergeant Craig Burnett said Monday that Reverend Brent Hawks has been charged with indecent assault and gross indecency related to allegations of a sexual assault in the 1970s. In a statement on the Metropolitan Community Church of Toronto website, Hawks said he is innocent of the allegations, adding that the purported events simply did not take place. The church board said in a statement that Hawks is a man of high integrity and an inspirational community leader and has our steadfast support. Hawks, who is 65 and a native of New Brunswick, officiated over the state funeral for NDP leader Jack Layton in Toronto in August of 2011 and has been a senior pastor at the Metropolitan Community Church for 38 years. Hawks' lawyer, Clayton Ruby, said he is confident his client will be vindicated. Air Transat pilots are preparing for a possible strike or lockout at the end of the month, just ahead of the busy March break traveling season. Pilots have been without a contract since last April, and negotiations between the Airline Pilots Association and the company are in the consolation period that ends Sunday. If the two sides can't reach an agreement, job action could begin February 29th. A 23-nation conference is underway in Rome to discuss how to better fight the Islamic State group. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the extremist organization is expanding by taking over other militant groups in different countries.
We have seen Daesh playing a game of metastasizing out to other countries, particularly Libya, but other places, where they take a group that already exists and they just label them Daesh and then claim the caliphate is growing.
The conference is concerned over the growth of the Islamic State group in Libya, which remains chaotic 4 years after ousting dictator Muammar Gaddafi. Canada's Auditor General says National Defense's management of military housing is in disarray. As many as 1,500 units are sitting vacant and there is not enough consideration given to allowing soldiers to rent off base. Michael Ferguson's latest report, tabled today in Parliament, says the department has no idea how many private military quarters it needs. In some cases, the department is charging below market rents for its nearly 12,000 apartments, duplexes, or row houses. Roughly 15% of full-time military members live on military bases in housing managed by the Canadian Forces Housing Agency. There were more terror arrests in France early this morning. Reporter Tom Rivers has more.
French police say five people have been arrested outside the city of Lyon with plans to leave for Syria and at some stage return and allegedly stage attacks back on home soil. Some of them, four men and one woman, were already said to be on the radar of French intelligence. They reportedly had purchased bus tickets to join extremists in Syria via Bulgaria and Turkey.
European extremists with the Islamic State group returned to France to carry out the November 13th attacks that left 130 people dead in Paris. The body of a man who went overboard on a ferry on Friday has been found. Passengers of the ferry told the crew Friday afternoon a man who had fallen off the ship near Kingston. The OPP's underwater search and recovery team arrived Saturday to help look for the man. His body was found shortly after 10 a.m. on Monday in Lake Ontario. The name of the man has not been released yet. That's QNET News on 91X at 12:06. Sports is next.
Marmara Snowfest, home of Canada's longest-running sled dog races, is celebrating its 38th annual event this weekend. Does it get much more Canadian than sled dog races and curling? Enter a team today in the Back of Cordova BC Curling Challenge. New curlers welcome. And as always, stop in at the fairgrounds to see the dogs. Races are held Saturday and Sunday. Buy a $5 Snowfest button for easy entry to all events. Marmara Snowfest, February 5th to 7th. Visit marmarasnowfest.ca and like them on Facebook.
In QNET Sports, the NHL regular season resumes tonight with a bang following the All-Star break. Rookie star Connor McDavid returns to the ice when the Edmonton Oilers host the Columbus Blue Jackets in one of 12 games. In other games, Toronto faces Boston, Ottawa plays Pittsburgh, Montreal takes on Philadelphia, and Winnipeg faces off against Dallas. Still in the NHL, it's bad news for the Philadelphia Flyers. General manager Ron Hextall says goalie Michael Neuwirth will miss 7 to 10 days with a lower body injury. Neuwirth is 11-6-2 on his first season with the Flyers with a solid 2.14 goals against average. The streak is over for the Toronto Raptors. The Denver Nuggets beat Toronto 112-93 last night, snapping the Raptors' club record 11-game win streak. Toronto doesn't have time to dwell on it, though. The Raptors visit Phoenix tonight with Earl Watson making his debut behind the Suns bench. Phoenix fired head coach Jeff Hornacek yesterday. Still in the NBA, it is tough times for the LA Lakers. The slumping club hopes to avoid a franchise record 11th straight loss when it hosts Minnesota. The Lakers are a dismal 9-41 in All-Star Kobe Bryant's final NBA season. The Denver Broncos and the Carolina Panthers are set to square off this weekend for the NFL's greatest prize. At Super Bowl 50 Media Night, Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning said he has approached the season one week at a time.
One thing I've done well this season, this team has done well all this season, is stay in the moment, focus on the task at hand, take it one week at a time. There's about 10 other cliches you could use right there, but it truly has served me well.
The Panthers are 15-1 on the season, while the Broncos are 12-4. They will face off on Sunday in hopes of bringing home the Super Bowl. The Afghan Football Federation plans to set up a meeting between Lionel Messi and 5-year-old Afghan fan Murtaza Ahmadi, who became an internet sensation when photos circulated of him wearing an improvised Messi shirt made from a plastic bag. Afghan Federation spokesman Sayed Ali Kazemi said on Tuesday they hope Messi can come to Afghanistan to visit the boy, but otherwise they will arrange to send him to Spain, where Messi plays with Barcelona, or arrange a meeting in a third country. Pictures of Ahmadi playing football near his home in eastern Ghazni province have been widely circulated. They show him wearing the plastic bag in blue and white stripes, like the Argentina national shirt, with Messi and the number 10 written in black marker. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. A special weather statement is in effect for the Quinte region. QNET's William Prue has more.
Enjoy the dry weather while you can, as we are in for a wet couple of days in the Quinte region. Today we'll see a mix of sun and cloud, with the wind becoming east at 20 kilometers an hour this afternoon and a high of +2. Tonight is when things will change and the clouds will be joined by periods of snow. The snow will be followed by ice pellets that will later turn into rain after midnight tonight. The low will be -1, but will rise to +4 Wednesday morning. Tomorrow, it'll be cloudy, and the rain is expected to end in the afternoon, and the high will be +10. Tomorrow night, cloudy with a 40% chance of flurries, windy, and a low of 0. That's the immediate forecast. I will keep you updated throughout the day. For QNET News, I'm William Prue.
At 12:10, it's +1. QNET News, on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Rebecca Bartlett. News on 91X, next at 1 o'clock.